Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
She's afraid if she shares the secret with her husband, he might actually divorce her over it. It has everything to do with her OnlyFans account.
You just said OnlyFans, and I'm like, well, that'll do it.
Yeah. Having one of those might put a little kink in the whole marriage thing. If you have a dilemma, you're seeking some advice, go ahead and hit us up at theburtshow.com. Our email is producer@theburtshow. And a lot of times there's listeners out there that are going through the same thing as you. This one might be, there probably is somebody out there, but just not as many as in some of our other dilemmas.
It's a niche experience,
there
if you will.
Perfect. Abby's got the email.
Dear Burt Show, it's time for me to be honest with my husband, but I think he'll leave me when he realizes how many lies I've told the past year and a half. So I'm 38 and I've been a stay-at-home mom for 8 years. I was a high-level corporate attorney before we had kids, and in all honesty, while I loved my time with my kids, I felt empty not working. So about a year ago, I started my own OnlyFans page. I've always been relentless about the gym, and you'd never guess I was 38. I've been lucky enough to have amazing genes, and to be honest, my body is more like a 25-year-old's, and I'm quite proud of that. Without getting into a lot of specifics, I started an OnlyFans from my home. I've hid it from my husband. It has satisfied everything I was missing. I get to work from home. I'm bringing in over $10,000 a month, and it makes me feel sexy. My husband has zero idea. I handle all the finances in the home, and he too is an attorney and brings home 100% of our income. I have nearly $75,000 saved in an account that he doesn't know about.
Wow.
And haven't spent one penny of it. It's not about the money. I have to stash the electronics I use every day in a place I know he'll never look. I have never shown my face once in a video, but they are definitely sexual. The only thing I hate about it is the double life that I'm living. Should I be completely honest with him, or should I just quit the business altogether? I've tried to tell myself before that I'm just going to quit, but I always come back to it. Help. It's like the dark mode of Hannah Montana. Nice. You get the best of both worlds. Ooh, be a stay-at-home mom.
All right, Mo.
Uh-huh.
Should she just quit altogether? Or should she come clean to her husband?
She come clean to her husband. This is no-brainer for me.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought marriage was supposed to be about trust and honesty and communication and loyalty and all these different things that people allegedly get married for. So, allegedly get married for. I mean, so yes, like you should not be keeping, to me, anything from your spouse to this degree. Even with the financial situation, that's an issue. So that's what marriage is supposed to be. I think she should come clean, communicate, tell her husband what's really going on and who she really is, and give him the opportunity to make a decision with this newfound information.
Yeah, to me, marriage is supposed to be a safeguard. I know this isn't always the case, but in my opinion, if you're married to someone, you should be able to bring literally anything to them. If you've got a body hidden in the backyard, or if you've got an OnlyFans, this is something that you should be able to tell your partner and know that while there might be repercussions, it's not going to be like the end of the world and end in divorce. So I think she's got to come clean and maybe buy him a nice gift with that $75K.
All of it. Every dollar.
Okay. She worked hard for that.
All right, 70. I'll settle at 70.
See, I would actually say just quit. Just stop. Be done with it. and move on with your life.
The marriage or the job?
The OnlyFans. Oh, okay. Right. The OnlyFans. I mean, that's, I would just say, just you need to stop, because it's going to come out and it's going to be bad and it's going to be ugly. So just quit, file that chapter away, and move on with your life. The problem is, she has tried to quit, but she always comes back to it. So if that's the case, quit. My advice is quit, file that chapter away, move on with your life. But if you do go back to it, you have to tell your husband. Like, I think that's what's going to hold you accountable to actually, like, cutting that OnlyFans cord.
But she don't have to tell her husband now.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh.
If it wasn't in a sexual context, I think, if she was just making, like, bracelets on Etsy, I'd be like, yeah, I quit the bracelets. But because I feel like this is sort of low-level infidelity. Like, yeah, we know what people are doing with those videos. I think it's something that she should fess up to.
And she's not quitting. $10,000 a month?
Yeah.
Oh, she's not quitting.
A lot.
Yeah, she's
right.
Not walking away.
Well, you have everybody's advice, so take that and do what you will with it. Most people do nothing, but whatever. We love our assholes. Hit us up anytime. BirdShow.com.
Get it. The Bird Show.